SOP291. Today we get some listener feedback, and we're going to get kind of philosophical on why you should start a podcast. So today I'm going to put this particular episode into two different podcasts that I do. One is called the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
And another one is a podcast I do called The Power of Podcasting. And if you never listened to that show, the theme show sounds like this.
Reaching a global audience through time-shifted conversations. This is The Power of Podcasting.
So I've been podcasting since 2005. It's hard to believe. And have loved every minute of it. My name is Dave Jackson. I'm your personal podcast coach. If you have any questions about starting or launching a podcast, I've got a website for you, schoolofpodcasting.com, that has step-by-step tutorials. You can sign up for a week. You can sign up for a month. Whatever you want to do, everything you need to start a podcast is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. You can reach me by phone. You can leave a voicemail for me. It's 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. You can email me. Send it to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And of course, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com for the morning announcements. And if you're listening to this on the Power of Podcasting, the website is powerofpodcasting.com. And I'm bringing this up today about some people who are kind of getting podcasting and realizing that it's a global audience. And I pause there. I do the dramatic pause because there are things we hear, but we don't global. In the last 2 months, I've talked to people in Australia, in Russia, in the Netherlands, as well as California, Canada. Who am I missing here? South Africa, Israel, global audience. And so we're going to stop here. We're going to listen to Butch. And Butch is going to answer the question as to why he started a podcast. And he's also got a last five in five. Take it away, Butch.
Dave, I'm giving you a shout. My name is Butch Gibson from Cincinnati, Ohio. You posed a question on one of your episodes. Why would anyone want a podcast? You have to answer that question for yourself before you start a podcast. I'll answer it. I just got a lot to say. And 24 hours in a day is just not enough for me sometimes. And I just want to keep talking. So if I put out a podcast, folks could just download it and I could theoretically be talking forever in someone's iPod. I got a lot to say and I got a lot of people that I want to talk to and I got a lot of information that I would like to share. What are the last five podcasts that I listened to? That was another question that you posed. It seems like you ask folks that when you're out and about. So I'll answer. One, of course, is yours, School of Podcasting. And I was actually listening to it.
It hurts me to say I'm sorry, Tom.
Kind of right there. And I guess it also depends on, you know, your lifestyle, which is interesting. Just I'm lucky here and there to be able to listen to podcasts. And I know that sometimes folks don't. Anyway, next one I listen to, This Week in Photography. I kind of like their format over there, especially when Frederick Van Johnson is running things over there. I was trying to, that was actually my original quest to learn about photography, which is why I started listening to podcasts and kind of how I discovered them. And then I thought maybe I could do some on my own. So I started looking for podcasts that would teach me how to podcast. One of those would be Podcast Answer Man. Another one would be The Audacity to Podcast. There are quite a few others, but maybe Joel Osteen is the last one maybe that I listened to. And I think I've got at the, well, you know what, let me just look. How many podcasts do I have on my iPod here? 898. So I subscribe to quite a bit, and I listen to quite a bit, and it just kind of runs the gamut, but quite a few different ones, but that just happens to be the last five. All right, thanks. Oh, and keep up the good work.
All right, and if you have a last five and five, I'm going to put a button out at the website. There's this new commenting system that I mentioned before, and I'm going to start using that. I want to give you an update on that. So go out to the website, click on the button, and you can leave a voicemail message if you've got a headset on or some sort of microphone plugged in. Butch, thanks again. You can find him at butchgibson.com. And I want to share with you something that if you're thinking, I'm too old to podcast, poppycock. I was trying to think of an old timer word. I met a woman this week, and she has already ordered her podcast equipment. We're going to hook it up this week. She retired. She's a writer. And much like Butch, she has something to say. And she wants to change the world. And she knows she may never get to 100,000 downloads an episode. But if you can touch one person, isn't that worth it? And it's amazing the things that are happening with podcasts. Let me give an example of a friend of mine, Cliff Ravenscraft. Met him in Cincinnati. Spoken to him on the phone a couple times. Great guy. Find him at podcastanswerman.com. You'll learn about podcasting over there. You'll learn about Cliff and his family. Podcastanswerman.com. And Cliff read a book called 48 Days to the Work You Love by a guy named Dan Miller. Love the book. And one of Cliff's dreams, one of his dreams that he thought could never, ever happen would be to meet Dan Miller and say, thank you for your book. It changed my life. Cliff and Dan Miller now, good buddies, not just acquaintances. He didn't just meet him and shake his hand. He's good friends with Dan Miller. Why? Because somebody who listened to Cliff's podcast knew somebody who knew somebody. I don't know how many somebodies were in between, but somebody pointed Dan at Cliff. And Dan said, you know, I could use one of these them their podcast things. And Cliff said, well, please let me help you. I loved your book. I'd like to pay it forward. Good buddies. And that has opened the doors for many, many great blessings to go to Cliff. Couldn't be happier. Great guy. Pat Flynn, another great podcast. SmartPassiveIncome.com. Grew his blog by 19% by starting a podcast, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. One of Pat's dreams, one of the things on his bucket list that he thought, I'm never going to get to do this, but it would be cool. He wanted to be an extra in a movie. And so a independent movie contacted Pat. Why? Because he's really good at making niche websites. That's what his podcast is about, smartpassiveincome.com. And so they contacted Pat. Help us get the word out about our movie. It's called Crooked Arrows. It features Native Americans. It's about lacrosse. I said it's a niche movie. Pat listened to them, helped them out. One stipulation: I want to be an extra. And Pat got to go to Boston. So this is a movie with millions of dollars in the budget. Now, it's a small movie. It's not Bruce Willis and Jim Carrey, but it has people you've heard of in the movie. And Pat Flynn got to live his dream and be an extra in the movie. And also generate a community around a podcast. That's cool. And so I wanted to play something. Pat was talking about this experience, about being able to be in the movie, and he said something about it. And I just, since we're commenting on this, and again, you can find Pat at Smart Passive Income. You can find the movie that he's helping out with. He helped create this campaign at crookedarrows.com. But listen to what Pat says here and why this happened, why. Here's another example of somebody who had a, oh, this will never happen dream, and it happened. And here's why, and here's what he credits.
But to come back to what I said earlier, this all happened because of the podcast. But not just that, it's so much bigger than that. And this is the important lesson. This is the important lesson of the entire show today. All this cool stuff that's happening right now happened because I put myself out there. I shared what I learned, and I've always been trying to reach and teach more people through my brand. And as a result, so many wonderful and amazing things have happened just because. You know, it's all karma. And even if you don't believe in karma and all that stuff, well, I do, but even if you don't, the truth is, if you don't put yourself out there, nothing is going to happen. Nothing can happen. You're not even giving it a chance. You know what I'm saying? Like with this movie opportunity, with opportunities to speak at Bloggerworld Expo, to be invited to share my knowledge in Europe this year, which unfortunately I've had to turn down because it was such short notice, but you know, just to be invited. And to all the emails I get from people who want to partner with me and share ideas, even down to just getting readers on my site and traffic and earning subscribers and downloads of my podcast. Every time you publish something, every time you post something or upload a video or a podcast session, that is a seed of opportunity. A seed of opportunity, something that can be there later in the future and can possibly change your life later and give you opportunities that would never have happened otherwise. So plant seeds, everybody. Plant seeds and get something out there for people to get to know you by. Try to make a difference, make the world a better place, and reach as many people as possible, and things will happen to you. Create opportunity. Don't just wait for it.
So there are people out there like Butch and like my new friend, the retired writer, who's going to put down the pen and pick up the mic and start telling people her mind because they need to hear it, because she wants to help, because she sees, in her opinion, the way the world is going, and she's not happy with the way it's going, and she's not just going to sit there and let it go. She's going to talk about it and say, hold on, I got a better idea. And she's going to hope people listen. People will. Maybe not 10,000 to start with, but who knows? Pat Flynn probably thought he was never going to be in a movie. Cliff Ravenscraft probably thought he was never going to meet Dan Miller. No way. Let alone be one of his better friends. Let alone be his technical director on his podcast. But they put it out there. And it started with their podcast. And I'm here to help you start that podcast with my website, schoolofpodcasting.com. I am a teacher, have been teaching for close to 20 years, have a bachelor's degree in education. And I can take all this technical jargon of RSS feeds and feed burners and iTunes and condenser microphones and all this other jargon and bit rates and sampling and whatever, I can make that make sense and explain it in ways that won't make you drool and have your eyes go in the back of your head. Come out and visit me. Everything you need to start a podcast is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Step-by-step tutorials. And you can sign up for a week for about the price of 2 cups of coffee. You can sign up for a month, which would be probably less than the amount of money you spend in your bowling league. And you could reach a global audience. So I share this with you, hoping that you don't see it as just a giant commercial, which I realize if you're new to the podcast, it could. Usually we're talking about how to plan, promote, monetize, produce your podcast. Today I wanted to answer the question, why do I want a podcast? So we went a little off script today, a little philosophical. What do you want to hear on the podcast? Yeah, you. What do you want to hear? I'd love to talk about it. If it's important to you, it's important to me. So just let me know. My phone number is 888-563-3228. Now, if you're across the pond and you've got a Skype out number, that number's still toll free. And I would love to hear from you. Go out to the website, click on the button. You can record directly on the website now and leave a voice message. You can leave a comment. If you don't want to talk, just want to type, I want to hear it. It's important. And we'll talk about it right here next week on the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Thanks to Butch for calling in his comment. Thanks to Pat Flynn, Smart Passive Income. Thanks to Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast answer man, for putting their stories out there and for having the courage. And thanks to my new friend, who I won't name just yet until she's ready, for realizing that life begins in your late 60s, if you want it to. And the phrase too old doesn't exist. State of mind. So stay cool, everybody. Thanks for listening. I hope to see you on the inside at the School of Podcasting. Until next week, class is dismissed.